the time. 21 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The Tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And these are the superheroes. I would be Superman.
I would be Captain America.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. It is Thursday. We have all reconvened. Everyone in place. Back from dry dock. Good to be back with you boys.
Certainly great to have you back. I had to muddle through it yesterday without you. Not the same.
I'm sure you did
fine. Not the same. Not the same.
I'm sure you did fine. In fact, a lot of people might prefer that.
No, nobody prefers it. Nobody.
Hey, we're back.
A lot of that yesterday. Nobody prefers
it. I don't know. I'm not so sure.
Well, I am. I got the emails to prove it. I'll show them to you.
It's tough when you're not around.
I was thinking that every now and then we ought to do that. Just have a day where the emphasis is on others a little bit more.
No, we've done fine for 10 years with the way things are, and we're shooting for another 10 just the way they are.
The only thing that was a little off was the two-minute drill was at midnight yesterday instead of normally around the 7 o'clock hour.
Yeah, Ryan, you'd have been proud of me. We were late to every break. And I don't mean just a little bit late.
Like 10 minutes late.
Like we had Rusty Greer on yesterday.
The hammer.
We went to break at 6:36.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Love that. Well, we'll see if we can't duplicate or better that today, because we do have a big, big show. It's a very special day here on the presentation, because today, those who lost must pay up, actually today and tomorrow. And those who lost are, in fact, paying up. And those who won are, I guess, sitting back and
giggling
like a billy goat.
Yeah, like a little schoolgirl, psycho.
That's right. I'm laughing.
Are you enjoying this?
Yes, I am. I'm so enjoying this. This is so great.
Well, we have a number of commercial sponsors who vie for your attention from time to time. And probably what we should do is give way to them just for a few minutes, and then we'll tell you what psycho won and how we're paying off. We will do that next here on The Ticket.
The buck stops here. Fridays at 10:50, it's Ranger Manager Buck Showalter with Norm Hitzkus. Brought to you by Discount Tire and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we are getting going for today. And before we do so, let us remind everybody, and perhaps even inform everybody, that there are a few things that we here at the Little Ticket can offer that turn on the Metroplex more than an appearance by the sports cretin Dick Hicks. And such will take place next Wednesday. That is Aug 4 from 1 until 3, when you will have the opportunity to meet the sports cretin at Don Pablo's at Cooper and I-20 out in South Arlington. He will have ticket t-shirts for you to register to win, as well as Glidden paint kits and CDs. So go see Dick Hicks, the sports cretin, at Don Pablo's in South Arlington, Cooper and I-20, next Wednesday, Aug 4, from 1 until 3. All right, let us bring on Psycho Dave now.
Hey, now.
To tell everybody exactly what it is that's got him so giddy today, and exactly what he won.
Well, I won stripper versus the 11-year-old, and that means I don't have to dress up as a superhero, and that is so great.
You're so lucky.
I am so lucky.
You are.
I love it so much.
You're very fortunate, because the rest of us are sitting around in here today in superhero outfits. Now, I won. I mean, I didn't win. Psycho Dave won, but of the losers, I definitely won.
Oh. Let's go in reverse order of who the losers are.
Kevin
Scott. Back down to you. Kevin lost.
He's more of a loser than anybody.
Now, he thought he won.
Oh, he wanted it. He was happy.
Oh, I loved it. Batman.
Hey, I would have been happy with that, too.
You thought you were just going to have a little onesie with a nice soft little cowl on,
with
didn't you?
A utility belt,
yeah.
And just a very light cape.
You were thinking of old school, what's his name?
Adam Bert, West.
Adam West.
Yeah,
Batman.
That's exactly what I thought.
Instead, you got Michael Keaton.
Oh, the worst.
God. So describe your outfit for everyone.
It's very
Batman.
Bulky. It's very bulky and cumbersome. If you start at the feet, it has rubber leggings that you have to pull on over your leotard.
They're fake boots.
They're fake boots, like kids wear at Halloween.
And every component that you have, every piece of rubber that you own, is like an inch thick.
Yeah, it's very busy. And I had to pull the headset, headrest off a second ago, and it was just filled with sweat. It was making me dizzy. I couldn't get any air in there. It was just pure sweat. And then you work your way up, then you have things that cover your thighs, which are supposed to look like bat muscles, and those are supposed to tie underneath your knee and then around the waist, and that goes over your cod piece, which ties underneath your legs.
And covers your cods.
And it has something of a taint scrub, and then you pull it up in the back and you tie it. Then you have a chest piece. All this is made of rubber. At least an inch thick. It's your bat abs. And that goes on, and it's supposed to Velcro in the back, but whoever had it last tore the Velcro, so I had to tape it in the back. And then you're supposed to put you're supposed to put that on over the bat head, so it doesn't fly around everywhere, which makes it even more constricting. And there was a little rubber piece in the bat head that kept poking me underneath the eye, so every time I would turn to my right, it would jam into the area right underneath my eye. And then you're supposed to put a cape on over that, and it feels like somebody took the seat out of a car and made a cape out of it. And that's what I'm supposed to wear. It is so bulky and cumbersome. So many moving pieces. It's ridiculous.
But you look nice in it.
Boy, you look like Michael Keaton in Batman. Like, that's the real...
He came walking in our meeting, and I'm like, good gosh.
Oh, you guys fell out. And by the way, you sorry asses, our bet was you wear it up to work. None of you wore your costume up to work.
I couldn't because I couldn't zip mine up.
Don't give me crap.
I couldn't zip mine up either.
But I called Danny and Corby to clear it. Said, hey, I can't zip mine up.
I didn't have time. I had to go to Oshman's to get shorts to put over mine.
It's funny how you called the two other guys who didn't wear their costumes either.
And once Grego said he couldn't wear his up, I was like,
of
well...
Of course.
Then I can't.
You definitely can't. How are you
going to
drive
can't.
In that?
I can't wear this.
Let's move on to Corby and his incredible Hulk outfit.
I am a close second.
Speaking of driving, I was hoping that somebody would see me driving down Central in my Batman uniform.
Did you have a helmet
on
and everything?
Yeah. I mean, I had everything on like I was supposed to have on.
Man, that's getting with the program.
Did you get any looks leaving your apartment or anything?
Oh, yeah. There was a couple of apartment maintenance guys who were just standing around doing nothing. And one of them asked me in very broken English, where's Robin? And I said, donde? He goes, si. I go, no sé. I don't know. I just got in my car and drove off.
In your Batmobile?
In my Batmobile.
Snake.
So I'm the Incredible Hulk.
Snake quota.
And.
Quota. What a Hulk you be.
That took 20 minutes to put on.
Oh, at least.
And two people helping.
Okay, I first had to put on the bottoms. And the bottoms consist of...
Well, stand up. Let's see.
You look so funny from back here.
I noticed you around.
How do you feel that? Feel this.
God.
That thing weighs like 30 pounds.
I mean, you look like one of those people who has a really malformed torso, you know?
My little head on top, you know, pencil neck.
Yeah.
By the way, there are pictures up on the website right now. Go to theticket.com.
Yes, and you'll see why I won.
God, you're such the winner.
So my bottoms, I mean, they have Hulk muscles, and the muscles are made of pillowy...
Foam rubber kind of...
Well, is that what it's made of?
It's like foam rubber, pillowy stuff that are all sectioned off and sewn into a bodysuit.
All right, you know when it's, okay, like when I was up in Jackson Hole this past week and it was like 45 degrees at night and we would roll the windows down because we had a nice down comforter, nice thick down comforter. I am wearing a down comforter right now in Dallas. That's what this basically is like. It is so hot. There's muscles like you have calf muscles, you have thigh muscles, you have inner thigh muscles, you have butt muscles. Then,
you mean glutes?
Glutes, yeah. And the entire muscle suit that you put on is tan. It's like body color. And then you put on the top, and it's the same thing. Big, giant pecs and shoulders.
Oh, it's so funny.
The shoulders are huge.
The traps are, looks like your shoulders are touching your ears. You look like one of those guys with a Napoleon complex. It doesn't grow past 5'3", so it gets on steroids. He's just massive, but he's only about 5'2". It's what you look like sitting there.
I mean, they're all, the muscles are everywhere. Back, I mean, underneath my arms, they're everywhere. So
you're hulky.
Then there's a green onesie.
Like a leotard.
Like a leotard that goes on and it form fits over these muscles.
So give you the appearance of having green skin.
Right.
By the way, it's all up on the website now, right?
By the way, there is a terrific picture on the website.
Isn't that great?
Go to theticket.com. It's the first icon you can click on. The Hardline Superheroes. It is terrific.
Is it on the ticket pictures page?
It's on the main page.
Okay.
So then I got to put the leotard on. Then,
all right.
Since the Hulk busts out of his normal clothes when David Banner goes and rips clothes off the clothesline, always a brown pair of pants and a white shirt. Well, when he busts out his muscles, they fall off basically, except for like just shards of pants that are all ripped up and stuff. So I have a pair of brown polyester ripped up slacks on over my green leotard, over my muscle suit.
Well, see, we've been trying to get you into a nice pair of slacks for a long time.
Yeah.
Looks like we did it today, Grego.
Took the Hulk to do it.
It was so funny when Spider-Man was helping you put that thing on. Because you put one foot through, and it was a pajama bottom. And then you put your other foot through, and it just popped out. And you go, oh, I guess this one doesn't have a footie. And you go, oh, put it through the sleeve. And you pull it all the way off, stick it back through.
Then there's the mask.
Oh.
Which I want everyone to put this mask on. Kevin, I guarantee it's more uncomfortable than your leather,
trust me,
helmet.
There's no way. There's no way.
You cannot breathe in that thing. And it looks like monkey Jim Morrison. It's just green and crazy looking.
Big giant smile.
So the worst part about it, though, is I cannot go to the bathroom. I mean, I can, but it would take 20 minutes to get undressed.
Go in your pants.
Well, you know what? That Hulk foam muscle suit's probably really absorbent.
See, I said you'd do it before me.
How much?
How much to do it?
Just lay the cable.
Yes.
What?
I don't know that Dallas Costumes would appreciate finding a turd in their Hulk outfit.
Smate.
Enormous turd.
But I have like the bottoms and the top muscles, they connect. And so Danny was like right at my ass level, like reaching under my crotch to pull one to fasten up to the other. It was so funny.
Stop it.
So here I am, and it is so hot.
And then you have big, giant rubber Hulk hands.
Those Hulk hands. Hang on, let me get them. They make noise. Hang on.
Yeah, because Corby has sound effects.
Where's he going?
What the hell?
He's got to go get his
Hulk fist.
He just leaves the show?
I thought he needed the Hulk hands in here. I thought all the costumes had to be worn at all times.
He's about to do a little fisting in here.
What does that mean?
Well, listen.
All right, here's what happens when you hit something.
That's his Hulk hands.
What a beating.
Oh, man.
Oh, so it's very cumbersome.
Well, I think I'm third place.
All right.
Are you?
I think so. Just because of the mask. I mean, the mask is unwearable. You can only wear it for about 5 minutes at a time.
Yeah, but your costume's cool.
Dude, but Danny's loving it.
This is pass fail.
I can
me and Corby are failing. Oh, you guys are
I'm
pass.
Very happy in comparison to what you guys have to put up with.
Danny's running around here like he's Spider-Man.
Posing.
Yeah, posing. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's wearing the mask and everything. Yeah. He can't see any of his face, can't see his eyes, can't see anything. He's loving it.
So mine's basically just a what is it, a unitard, a leotard,
a onesie.
And you just kind of slip into and zip up.
It's a onesie.
One piece. The problem is with my outfit and Grego's, aside from the mask, which Grego got off well on the mask. You're doing pretty well with the mask.
Yeah,
I've got mine on. It's just like a half mask.
Mine is a total, covers my entire head. And it's got these two, like, one-way foil mirror eyeballs that I can barely see out of. It's real milky. I can barely see through them. And I have no hole to breathe in. I'm having just to breathe through this real thick spandex. So I can't wear the hood all the time.